Well, it's understandable that some Massachusetts delegates at the Republican National Convention might feel a bit out of place. They're from a blue state considered safe for Democratic presidential candidates. Many of the delegates also can be described as political moderates, known as Yankee Republicans. The highest-ranking state officer who fits that description is Governor Charlie Baker, and he's staying away from the convention. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has this report on the Yankee Republicans' place in their party.
Republican delegates from across the country gathered yesterday at a benefit barbecue and concert hosted in part by former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown. Brown's daughter, Ayla, sang country music and played guitar on stage while beach balls and hats were tossed into the crowd. Christopher Sheldon from New Bedford is attending his first convention as a Massachusetts delegate. Mingling on the riverside deck, Sheldon had high praise for the popular Governor Charlie Baker, even in his notable absence.
You know, I think Charlie's done a great job representing the state of Massachusetts. I'd like to see him focus a little bit more on the party. I think that he's got a great opportunity to help grow our ranks, and I think that, you know, Donald Trump is doing that nationwide, and Charlie has that same opportunity at home in Massachusetts.
Wearing a Trump for President t-shirt, Sheldon says he's not bothered by Baker's lack of support for the nominee. Asked about his brand of conservatism, one that allows him to get behind both Trump and Baker, Sheldon says his Republican Party is pushing the boundaries of the traditional GOP.
I don't like to use labels in general. I would think that there are people from all stripes all across the country, and, you know, if anything, that seems more about age now than it does about, you know, geographic region.
You're talking to a Yankee Republican. You know, my family on one side goes back to the boat.
Jean Kangas has no problems with labels. She's vice chairman of the Massachusetts Republican Party, and she's from Boxborough.
Boxborough, Massachusetts. That's Boxborough with a B. A lot of our mail used to go to Foxborough, you know.
As an openly gay woman who supports marriage equality, Kangas may not be your typical Trump supporter. But she says she's reconciled her choice for president with what she sees as her party's historical values.
A Massachusetts Republican, to me, is one who really adheres more to the traditions of our party of free soil, women's rights, and abolition.
Many party observers would also recognize Kangas as a Yankee Republican. John Civilella of the Pioneer Institute is a political scientist and a Massachusetts delegate. Standing in a hallway of the convention arena, Civilella offered his definition of the term.
Somebody really interested in main focus is on good government. It's definitely a fiscally conservative model, being very careful with public monies and with the taxpayer monies, and a little bit more socially moderate.
Civilella says Governor Charlie Baker also fits that mold.
We're at a point in the country where we really need some people to kind of occupy that middle ground. Charlie Baker's doing that, and that's why he's in the low to mid-70s in terms of popularity, because people really, really want that right now.
Baker, who's often credited for his management skills, skipped this year's convention, staying at home to focus on his day job. Trump is heralding his own management skills, citing his business background as proof that he can get things done. Civilella says for a number of Republicans, that message has resonated.
A lot of the people who are voting for Trump are not necessarily socially conservative people, and they're kind of a meld between almost more practical side and really the populist side. Just like the people who have refused to come to the convention or not voting for him, they cut across the spectrum as well.
In Civilella's description, it's as if Trump is acting like a blender set on high, scrambling the party.
It could be kind of like that big reorganize and that big kind of shakeup in the party. It could be really fascinating to see what path it takes, because it can't continue to bounce along the way it's been going, honestly. I think after November, you know, based on kind of what happens, based on results, the party's going to take a new material path.
Back at the barbecue, Harry Loomis of Linfield does not see a big shift in the making. He says the Massachusetts electorate backing Trump has just been lying in wait.
It's always been there. As soon as Donald Trump came on the scene and declared his candidacy, droves of people showed up to support him. I'm not surprised at all. That base has always been there.
It's just that until now, Loomis says, they've had nowhere to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.